Along about dark, the coyote village came to life. Everybody was excited.
Fresh chicken! Fresh cat! Oh boy!
Even the kids were excited. They chased each other around, practiced howling, and played a game called Get the Dog. The idea of the game was that two kids played coyotes and one played the guard dog. The coyotes lured the dog out into a fight and then jumped it. I had played that game myself, only when I'd played it, it hadn't been a game, and I'd been on the dog's side. I'd never thought it was much fun either. After the sun went down, Scrunch climbed up on a pile of rocks and gave a speech to the whole village. He was a firebrand and a rebel rouser, and he preached the kind of hot gospel them coyotes wanted to hear.
Jackrabbit, run too fast. Make coyote hard to catch. Mouse, run down hole. Coyote have to dig. Make tired too. But chicken, easy. Chicken nice and fat. Sit on nest, not fight. Chicken plump and juicy. This night, everybody eat chicken.
A cheer went up from the crowd. I was standing beside Missy, and she hooped and hollered along with the rest of them. Scrunch waited for the cheering to die down and glanced over at me.
Ranch not have big guard dog now. Only little white dog with cut off tail. Maybe this night we kill dog too.
Another cheer. Scrunch watched me with a half smile on his face. When I didn't cheer with the rest of them, he said,
What you say, Hunk? Maybe you help kill little white dog, huh?
Maybe so, Scrunch. Maybe so. Then he led the crowd in singing Me Just a Worthless Coyote, which was everybody's favorite song and sort of the coyote national anthem. I noticed it brought tears to old Chief Gut's eyes. Guess it brought back memories of his younger days. When the song started, Rip and Snort came over to where I was and wanted to harmonize, just the way we did the night we went carousing. I tried, but didn't feel much like singing. Rip and Snort bellered and howled and had themselves a big time. They were all excited about the raid, and they got into an argument over which one was going to give Drover the worst whipping. Listening to them snarl at each other, I got a funny feeling about good old boys. They have a way of changing into mean old boys pretty quick.